let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Investigation Discovery reexamines one of the most shocking and controversial cases of all time in the special television event, Pamela Smart and American Murder Mystery, a tawdry affair, teenage assassins, and the first nationally televised murder trial, all transfixing the entire nation. A story that inspired the Hollywood film To Die For, starring Nicole Kidman, May 1st, 1990. Media coordinator Pamela Smart finds her husband Greg dead on the floor of their southern New Hampshire condo. Now, among the experts featured in the docuseries, award-winning investigative journalist Diane Diamond. She provided extensive coverage of the Pamela Smart case for media outlets, known for her ability to communicate complicated stories in an understandable, common-sense way, a reputation as a fearless reporter, proficient in radio, TV, print, best-selling author. Diane broke the child molestation allegations made against Michael Jackson. Time magazine called her exclusive revelations and continuing coverage of that story among the best TV of 93. Set down prison interviews with notorious convicted killers, including Pamela Smart. It's a case she knows well. Featured in the Investigative Discovery documentary series Pamela Smart and American Murder Mystery, three nights premiering Sunday, August 19th and Eastern 9 Central, Diane Diamond with us on This Week in America. Diane, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for having me back.
This is such a fascinating story, and it looks like the docuseries will be as compelling as the actual trial. Let's go back and set the stage a little bit on that night of the crime, May 1st, 1990, the small town of Derry, New Hampshire. I think you referred to it as a sleepy town. What did the police find? What did the police find that night?
Well, they were responding to a 911 call, 911 call from Pamela Smart's neighbor. You'll hear that call. You'll see the scene of the crime, the murder of Greg Smart, and we'll take you through the case, but we'll punctuate it with interviews with Pam Smart that I've just done. She's been in prison 28 years now, and, you know, looking back in retrospect on these kind of cases is always fascinating because new things come up.
Yes.
You think you know the story, and then you say, oh, wait a minute, what did she just say? So I spent about, I visit her frequently because I sort of live near the maximum security prison where she's held. And I take her through every aspect of it. She had an affair with a 16-year-old high school student. He then gets one of his juvenile delinquent friends, and they go over and kill Greg Smart. They put a bullet in his head after Pam says, this is her version, I broke up with him. I told him I can't do this anymore. Love my husband. His response was to go and kill her husband. Pam then is charged with masterminding the murder plot. I find it most fascinating, Rick, that the kids who actually pulled the trigger, held Greg Smart's head, and then pulled the trigger, they're already out of prison.
Well, yeah,
and
you
got out of prison.
You ask a very interesting question. Yeah, they're out. She's in jail for the rest of her life without the opportunity for parole. You ask that question, right, and you start thinking about it. And as you describe it, they actually pulled the trigger, held his head, shot him, and killed him.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, today we have a different sensibility on sentencing young people. And again, she was only 22, and may I say, a very immature 22. He was 16. We don't give out LWOP sentences, life without parole sentences, much to young people anymore. There's a Supreme Court ruling on it and guides the sentencing today. We don't conduct trials the way hers was conducted back then. There was an awful lot of questionable things that went on before the trial with media coverage and media saturation and polls about her guilt, and I could go on, and you'll hear about it in the series.
Yes.
But I think the trial that was held back in 1991 for her would never be held today. It's not the way we conduct trials anymore. And the sentence she got back then, life without parole, is not the way we sentence people anymore. I just read about someone who murdered someone, and they got 8 years. 8 years.
You sort of see that all the time. Yeah, and when you put it in perspective, it really doesn't ring true. It's interesting, and we get some new information in Pamela Smart, an American Murder Mystery three-night television event premiering Sunday, August 19th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, on Investigation Discovery. Diane Diamond with us once again on the program. A name that comes up is Cecilia Pierce, and to hear the prosecutor talk about it, it was the tapes, it was her testimony, really crucial in getting a conviction. Talk about that, and Pamela Smart's investigator says, wait a minute, there were some anomalies with the tape that really, it's not necessarily what you think you heard.
Right. Way back when, the police got word that there had been this sexual affair, and they went to Pam's intern, 15-year-old Cecilia Pierce, who we found. You'll see her on this special. And they wired Cecilia Pierce, put a body wire on her, and captured conversations with Pam, saying really incriminating things like, you know, if you're going to send us all to jail if you tell the truth, Cecilia. I know you helped them try to get a gun, and, you know, you're going to have to take a lie detector test, and if you fail, we'll all go to jail. Really incriminating things, but the tapes were hard to hear. They were edited. The transcripts that were created from them were like, huh? Who did these transcripts? Because you can't even hear words, but there are words on this page. So we solve that little mystery for you. I think that you'll find that you may have the wrong impression about Pam Smart once you watch the three parts of this series.
In the little clip that I saw, it really got my attention, and I'm thinking that's not really the characterization of Pamela Smart that I've had all of these years. A minute and a half, 2 minutes left in the program. The prosecutor says evidence overwhelming, it was open and shut. You were there, as I mentioned. You've read every page of the transcripts. Is it that simple?
No, I don't think it is that simple. I think it was a puritanical time back there in New England, in New Hampshire, in the tiny dairy New Hampshire town, and she got a big scarlet letter put on her. It didn't say A for adultery, it said M for murder, and it stuck. And then there were movies made about her character that are really nothing like the Pamela Smart that I know. I'm not here to advocate that she's not guilty. I don't know. But the boys who killed him served 25 years. She's now served 28 years, and she was nowhere near the crime scene. So how many years are enough?
I'm looking forward to the jailhouse interview, and you've talked about some of that. You have a way of asking the questions, taking them through step by step, giving them time to answer, and then we can make a determination as to the veracity of their responses. Pamela Smart, an American Murder Mystery special three-night television event premiering Sunday, August 19th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, on Investigation Discovery, back with us on the program, award-winning investigative journalist Diane Diamond. Looking forward to the docuseries. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love to hear what you think of the series afterward.
Looking forward to it. Once again, it's on Investigation Discovery starting this Sunday. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.